What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Hellfire Club. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined only by Richie James Mega fan, Chris Reiser.
Nope, definitely not true. Don't even know who that guy is. I just picked him up because he was the next guy off the waiver wire. How's it going, everyone? Glad to be back for another week. I finally won one. And Chip, did you beat Wolfie this week?
I did. That's why he didn't show up.
Oh, that's why he didn't show up, because he was ashamed.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't handle it. He's nervous about the playoffs. He's taking some time off. Just trying to get his mental back in order.
He's licking his wounds.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Fucking Russ let him down. Dude, did you watch that game at all?
Hell no, and I heard it was awful.
It was awful. Russ had like -2 going into half.
-2 passing yards?
No, -2 fantasy points.
Oh, okay. But still, what, did he get an interception or something?
Yeah, he got picked off. Did you see his D lineman yelling at him?
I'm about to look at his stat line. Yeah, I did. He said, what do you think his D lineman said?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't catch it. I just saw a clip of him yelling at him.
Remember, I don't know, but like, remember in the off season when he was like, Broncos country, let's ride? What if like he was telling his team to like, let's ride, and his teammate was just like, shut the fuck up?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, and the head coach is right there. Obviously, that locker room needs some help. And
so it was a fumble.
He's got two.
He had a fumble. Yeah, dude, look at this stat line: 142 pass yards, one touchdown, a fumble lost, and 8 rush yards. That's awful.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. That team's been so confusing. Like, I don't understand why Russ is this bad.
I don't either. And they gave him such a big contract that they're stuck with him.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, honestly, like, dude, I don't know if it's just Denver. Like, they can't, except for Peyton, and even Peyton was kind of bad towards the end. Like, they've had such bad luck with quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. They really have.
I mean, shit, you could get out there.
Dude, let me just get warmed up real quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Taylor Heinicke was bought by Allie for 20, finally giving up on that rookie from Indy who hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Andrew spent 5 on Elijah Moore. Chris spent 2 on Richie James and got the Falcons defense for free. Andrew got the Seattle Seahawks D for 1 and Jelani Woods for 1. Post-waivers, Tim dropped DeMarcus Robinson. Wolfie picked up Zonovan Knight. Andrew picked up Mike Boone and dropped the aforementioned Jelani Woods, which he paid 1 for. I'd like to talk to him about it. I picked up Benny Snell and DJ Chark. Trades, we'll never talk about them again, at least this season, because they are closed as of last week. Wolfie mentioned it a couple of times, but just in case you forgot. Chris, out of all this news, what stands out to you, Big Dog?
Yeah, first of all, sad that trades are done. I feel like I just would like to see more trades in general throughout the league. If you had to guess, how many trades do you think we had total this season?
7 or 8.
I don't know. I'm not going to look back to check, but I agree. Maybe 7, between 12 people.
Yeah. I don't know. The trade market was a bit quiet this year, but I do think that people have been decently active on the waiver wire. So I'm not mad. Like, it's not like it's a dead league or anything like that. I just think, I don't know. I think people weren't looking to trade so much this year, for one reason or another.
You think it's more people aren't paying attention to the league, or just they're like hooked on their players and don't want to like switch them with anyone else?
No, that's what I'm saying about the waiver wire. I think people are active in the league. Like, the waiver wire has been decently active. This week was a bit of a down week, but like, waiver wire has been decently active throughout the weeks. Brandon and Mitch don't really trade, which is something. I don't know. It's hard to get a hold of Tony. Kind of AJ too. So that's like a third of the league that you just like don't trade with. I don't know. I think people are willing to trade. You just got to get a hold of them. Sometimes that's hard, but I think the league overall is decently active. I've definitely been in deader leagues.
Yeah, you're right. I think waiver wire definitely was active for sure this year, which is good to see. As far as this week in my waiver of the week, it's so late in the season that it's just like we're all just like throwing shit at the dartboard to see what sticks, honestly. But for this week, I'm going to pick a guy who we all can agree is a stud just based on his name. Zonovan Knight is my waiver of the week. And yes, it is pretty much just because of his name, which is a sick name. But he made his NFL debut last week against the Chicago Bears. Ended up getting 103 total yards and over 10 points. And that's a really good debut. Jets running back. Their backfield's been pretty banged up all year. He's right behind Michael Carter now for second string. Who knows? It's all pretty shit. I'm just picking someone who has a sick name. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't mind it. If Michael Carter stays banged up, Zonovan Knight could be useful. They were moving the ball on offense. That new quarterback also looked kind of wild for the Jets. They have talent at wide receiver and on defense. Sauce Gardner is kind of insane. Like, he's been shutting people down. And so they're in games a lot of the time, which is interesting. I feel like the Jets for a long time have just been like, you know, play anybody against the Jets that you can. And this year, that's definitely not true. No, I like it. I didn't put in a waiver for Zonovan Knight. I think Michael Carter will be back. But, you know, I don't think they like Michael Carter that much. Obviously, they drafted that new kid this year.
Yeah, Breece Hall.
Yeah, Breece Hall, who got hurt. But I don't think they're devoted to Michael Carter, and Zonovan Knight could see his usage uptick. But, yeah, I don't mind it. Honestly, even with my pickups, like the Benny Snell and DJ Chark, like, I think Zonovan Knight probably was the pickup of the week. Richie James, that's garbage. Elijah Moore is a trap. He caught a touchdown finally, so Andrew spent 5 on him. He's just chasing points. Taylor Heinicke.
Ask Andrew what's up with that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that I like put the waivers together and I combined people's names. But Andrew got 2 slots of his own. I don't know why. But yeah, I don't know. Andrew is just spending money at this point. I don't get it. Elijah Moore, like, you're just chasing points. He's been bad. His usage is bad. I think he only played like 30% of snaps. Like, that's not good. That's not sustainable work. It's like Clyde Edwards-Helaire at the beginning of the year, where like he was propped up by touchdowns. And Andrew doesn't need to start Elijah Moore, so I don't know. He can just kind of chase points if he wants to, but I don't think it's the most prudent use of your fab.
Yeah, I might as well spend it if you have it, I guess, at this point. If you're, you know, if you don't want to have any at the end, it's fine. We'd probably be remiss. We didn't mention Allie spending 20 on Heinicke against no one. I mean, I understand getting rid of Ellinger. He's garbo. But Heinicke, like, you got Lamar. You have Lamar on your team. His bye week's already passed. What are you doing picking up Heinicke for 20? What's up with that?
Lamar, Allie brought him up as her, like, researched MVP. I did a little bit more research. Lamar hasn't been that good this year.
Better than Heinicke.
Yeah, better than Heinicke. And Lamar always has that, like, playmaker ability to blow up. Like, I get that, but, like, on the season, Lamar hasn't... I don't know. He's been disappointing at the very least.
Okay.
Plus, he's questionable. I don't know, dude. Like, okay. Week 1, 20 points. Week 2, 40. Week 3, 40. That's all great. But then after that, 15, 15, 15, 10. Back up to 21, but then 16, 16, and then 22 against Jacksonville. Like, I don't know, dude. Lamar, like, he is the QB5 overall, but he's not an exciting play. I mean, he doesn't kill you, a baseline of 10 is good, but like, I don't know. You can, if you have a little bit of luck and a little bit of fab, you can string that together just streaming the quarterback position. Like, I don't know. Lamar and his playoff schedule, I'm not super excited about. Like, week 15 is against Cleveland. Does have Pittsburgh and Atlanta. I guess that's not terrible. Pittsburgh's defense is kind of hit or miss, whether or not J.J. Watt and that cornerback is in. What's that guy's name?
Or who?
The Steelers.
Oh, cornerback or safety? Or Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick.
Is he cornerback or safety?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Kind of the same thing, right? He's probably, honestly, he's probably a safety.
Yeah, I guess it's for insurance if Lamar gets hurt, but if Lamar is going to play in a game, no matter what tag he is, if he plays, she's going to start him, and she'd be crazy to start anyone over him.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, I don't think it's that crazy.
Like, she would not start Taylor Heinicke over Lamar Jackson in your
life. I don't know that I would start Heinicke. Honestly, I'm still pretty hyping my diapy about the kid out of the Giants, Daniel Jones.
You would start Daniel Jones. Well, I mean, the argument is because she picked up Heinicke, but separate of that, you would start Daniel Jones over Lamar Jackson.
On certain weeks, yeah. When he's playing Philly in week 14, no. But, like, this week against Washington, maybe. I don't know.
You've lost it. Everyone, I hope everyone and their mother listens to this and thinks you're stupid for decision right here.
Do you remember the last time you hated on Daniel Jones, my pick of Daniel Jones? Do you remember what week that was?
What happened?
It was week 7 against Jacksonville.
Did he go big after that? I forget.
He got 28 points. I'm pretty sure he was the quarterback 1 or 2 on the week. Plus, he gets Daniel Bellinger back, who, like, that was that tight end, that rookie tight end who was kind of popping off and then got, like, poked in the eye and, like, anyway. I don't know. I think Daniel Jones could be a sneaky start against Washington week 13 and 15, but
yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do it.
Would I have the balls to start him over Lamar? Probably not, but I just think, like, Lamar's not an auto lock like you think he is.
Well, I didn't realize Daniel Jones is a free agent. I think I think she would have been better if she picked up Jones instead of Heinicke, honestly.
Yeah, I think his waiver was late, though. He just cleared waivers today, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would drop Heinicke and pick up Daniel Jones if I were.
Why aren't you playing Daniel Jones?
I have Josh freaking Allen. What kind of question is that?
I have Josh freaking Allen. Well, good. That's done you.
Yeah, because I have...
I don't know, man. It might be Josh Allen's fault.
Damn you. Listen. I have more points than you, so shut your mouth.
Oh, that's cool. Are you headed to the playoffs, or?
I got, listen. I got hosed. I was unlucky, all right? It's not because of Josh Allen.
I feel like that's what Wolfie said for several years, and now he's gone wide receiver heavy and made the playoffs. So, I don't know, dude. I feel like...
Dude, Wolfie, it's all, I mean, like I said, it's all luck this year. He has the least points against in the entire league. He has less points than you, and he's 8-4.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty wild. He has won a lot of low-scoring matchups.
Some BS. He's going to get curb stomped in the playoffs.
That's big words. That's big words for somebody who's not even headed to the playoffs.
Well, guess what? He's not here to defend himself, so what? I can say whatever I want.
You also don't have the most points against. Like, not even close. Brandon has most points against, and he's 6-6.
I said Wolfie has least points against.
Yeah, but didn't that start with you complaining about your points against?
Well, I was about to say most points against, and then I looked, and I was like, I don't, so I'm not going to say it.
You're not even top three.
Well, I have more points than both of you two pieces of garbage.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Listen, Wolfie should not be 8-4. It's an anomaly.
Hey, here's what I don't want to talk about Wolfie anymore. Here's what I want to talk about.
Okay, all right.
When I played against you, going into Monday night, I only had the Eagles defense left, and it was a close matchup, so I took them out. I am now in seventh instead of sixth by less than 2 points. It's like 1.2, and the Eagles got 8 points that week. If I end up missing the playoffs because I didn't play the Eagles against you, I am going to lose my mind.
You're
I'm
8.2.
gonna lose my mind.
Wait, oh, you're behind Andrew? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
behind Andrew.
dude, it's like 1.2 points. It's
Yeah.
like less.
Yeah. And if I just played the Eagles, I'd be in sixth right now instead of seventh. But here I am in seventh.
That must really suck, except it's probably not going to matter at the end of the season.
It might not matter, but we are both 6-6, so is Brandon. So depending on how the next 2 weeks go, it could matter. If it ends
If it ends up mattering,
Dude,
I'm going to lose my mind.
how's that sound? Hey, real quick.
yeah.
I probably won't edit this out, but I'm gonna ask anyway. How does that sound when I do that? Does that sound like.
It, I mean, you can understand it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, all right. You think it's funny? Okay, I'll keep doing it then. Well, not right
Are
now.
you?
I think we're done. We done with this bit? You have anything else?
No, that's probably it for waivers. We went off on tangent.
Okay, all right, calling it. And for the bit this week, we have Brandon Sakanik in with a game. Brandon, well, first of all, welcome, but also explain your game to us.
Thanks, Chip. Thanks. I decided to cook up a little bit in the fantasy kitchen, and I came up with something that was supposed to be kind of similar to the scores, right? Kind of modeled after the prices, right? But with the disappearance of a particular third host, we're just gonna guess closest to the pin. So what we'll be guessing on is record stats throughout NFL history. With one exception, we're gonna have a little college leak in, just because I think it's super interesting. But we'll go through a bunch of different categories, and whoever gets closest to the stat wins.
Okay, I love this. Chris, are you ready?
Are we guessing stats or guessing players?
Guessing stats. I will
Stats.
fill in who the player was and what their fantasy score would have been if they had been in a fantasy league.
Oh, that's okay. Interesting.
All right, let's
So,
fire it.
for our first category, this one's gonna probably be a real nail biter, as in who gets it, but it's going to be what were the most interceptions thrown in a single game?
Wait, is it first to answer? Who
No,
answers first?
we both guess, and then whoever's closest. So
Okay.
do you want to take turns? We didn't really discuss this. You want to take turns guessing first?
Why don't you go first? Like, it's so we're saying the most interceptions thrown in a game by one person,
Yes.
or like combined between two quarterbacks.
No, by one person.
Okay, all right. All
All right,
right, let me think.
I'm gonna guess seven.
Oh my God.
Close.
Oh my God. Oh
Yeah.
my God. God, I'm gonna say six.
Chip actually wins this round. The most interceptions ever thrown by a single person in one game was by Jim Hardy in 1950. It was the Cardinals versus the Chargers. Cardinals lost at 7-45. He threw eight interceptions that game.
Oh my God.
Now there is a note that right before the game, he did get into a car accident, I don't know what maniac let him play after he showed up to the game post car accident. But I guess, like, I don't know, at halftime he was at 3 interceptions, and he just didn't really pick it back up from there. Before this game, he was leading the league in lowest interception percentage, and after this game, he had the highest amount of interceptions in the league. So, bad day for Jim Hardy.
Damn, dude. I feel like going from first to last, like, that sucks. Chris, can you actually expand on how that feels exactly, coming from week 3 to the current place in the season?
What?
You are on top of the world. Week 3. You're undefeated.
Oh, yes, because Tim cursed me.
Yeah, sure.
Tim cursed me.
Tim cursed Mr. Hardy as well.
Tim was like, if there's going to be one team that has the best chance to go undefeated or have the longest win streak, it's going to be me. And then I lost like 6 in a row after that.
Yeah.
Tim was Chris's car accident. He fucking T-boned him. Okay. Well, that's first round. That goes to Chip. I don't know if we're keeping score, but
oh, yeah,
let's
I read it
charge
down.
Right ahead. Okay, nice, nice, nice. Obviously, the man who wins this game deserves to win the season, so we'll go from there.
Obviously.
The next 3 categories are going to have kind of a similar vibe to them. The first one is highest number of rushing yards.
I wish you would give us a name instead of just saying, like, or new name.
I could give you a name if you really want. I don't think that's going to help you with the number.
Probably not. These are probably all from like 60 years ago stats that no one's going to know.
This is from 2007.
I'll kill you. if you told me a name, it's from 07, I maybe could get close.
I mean, 07, is that too early for Jamal Charles?
It's not Jamal Charles.
I mean, Adrian Peterson's around then, but I feel like that's not going to be Adrian Peterson.
Are you guessing first?
I'm guessing first?
Yeah, you're guessing first this round.
Okay. So I'm just guessing yards, though. I'm going to guess rushing yards by one player in a game. How about, 330?
Oh, what? 330 seems so high. I'm going to go... Just rushing yards?
Yep.
250.
250. Okay, well, it was 2007, the Vikings versus the Chargers. Vikings 35, Chargers 17, and it was actually Adrian Peterson.
Let's go!
Total rushing yards of 296, so I believe Chris is closer.
Let's go!
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson that game, I had him scoring 47.6 fantasy points.
Hot damn.
I'm not the actual computer that calculates it, so take it for what you will. Also, I realized that I didn't do it last round, but Jim Hardy would have scored 3.72 points for his performance against the Chargers.
Damn. Wow, he still went positive even though he threw that many interceptions, huh?
Yeah, if he didn't score a touchdown, he would have been negative.
Wow.
Still,
yeah, good for him.
Yeah, the 193 yards, I think, still saved him.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of a lot of yards for doing 8 interceptions.
He just kept making it to the end zone and throwing it away.
that's a lot of throwing for 1950.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. Wow.
Yeah. So Chris takes round 2. In the same vein, this is going to be highest receiving yards. This isn't quite 60 years ago, but it was in 1983.
Chris, you have a guess for who this is?
Well, you're going first, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know, but tell me who it is. I don't know football history.
Okay,
I started paying attention in like 2014.
Yeah, what's the name?
It's Flipper Anderson.
Get the fuck out of here. Flipper Anderson.
Fucking Flipper.
Of course he went for, I'm going to steal your number from last time, 320 yards.
It's not a terrible guess. If the highest was 297 for rushing, the receiving, I'll go 340.
I take it back. 341.
No, I take it back. You can't take it back. This is bullshit. You can't take it back.
I take it back. I don't want 320.
No, I don't want my number either.
All right. I want 357.
No fucking chance. So it's just, I have to be, like, I can just put one above him or below him?
I mean, yeah, it's whoever's closest, so if you want to, one above or below.
All right, 356, if yours was 357.
356 is the closest. Actually, Chris's guess from last round was pretty close, 330. It is 336. By Flipper Anderson, Rams versus Saints in 1989. Rams only won that game by 3 points with a final score of 20-17. And Flipper scored 47.1 points in fantasy.
Damn, Flipper.
Yeah. He definitely did not let his name get the best of him.
No.
So that's a second round for Chris.
Oh.
Okay, third, kind of in this same vein, highest passing yards. It was 1951, the Rams versus the Yanks. It was 54-14 final score.
The Yanks? Player
was, yeah.
God damn, that's how long ago this shit was.
I didn't even know that was a thing. The Yanks?
Can you give us a name, even though it's not going to help?
Norm Van Brocklin.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard of that guy. I don't shit about him, though.
Like, well, threw for a shit ton of yards at one point.
All right, the highest amount of passing yards ever in an NFL game?
Yeah, in an NFL game.
Fuck, okay. I probably won't get it. I'll say it's got to be like, fuck it, like 600 yards.
550.
Chip. Well, it looks like Chip takes it. Norm threw 554 yards that game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you almost got it right on the nose.
Yeah, it's because I don't play like Chris. We'll go one under. Fucking bastard.
Impressive showing. You almost should get an extra point for that.
I gave myself a half point for it, so.
The final score for Norm in a fantasy league would have been 42.16. So.
I'm surprised it's not more, honestly.
Yeah. Must not have rushed for much.
Yeah. I don't know if I picked up rushing yards. I definitely got his touchdowns and his yards, but maybe I missed rushing. I don't know. Some of these games are so old, sometimes it's maybe not the best to get stats from these old games, but I'm doing my best.
Yeah, no, we feel that. I like...
Oh, we're just guessing in the dark.
Yeah. You've done way more homework than we have.
But... okay, now the highest yards category is over. We have a couple more score-related ones, but then that'll be it. So I think we have a tie game right now. Let's keep it going. The next category is highest scoring game. I'll take what the total score would be. Now, this was in 1966. Giants versus the Redskins, and I do have a standout player, Sonny Jurgensen, but I think he was just the one that I picked. I think he was their QB.
Hell yeah, Sonny.
Redskins.
What year is this?
1966.
Okay, right. Well, Chip, you go.
Yeah. 111 total points.
He said that with such confidence, like he knows it, just from, like, reading something. Well, I know it's got to be at least 104 because I think the Chiefs and Rams played like a 104 game like 3 years ago or something. So 111 is a really good guess. I'll go 120.
So the final score was 41-72. I believe that brings the total to 113. So I think case, Chip's 111 is just a little closer than that 120.
That was a great guess.
Thank you. I don't know why, but that just spoke to me. I thought it'd be closer, though. I thought it'd be like 50-something to 50-something. But, or like 60, I guess. 60 to 50-something. 70-something points, dude. Holy shit, Snacks.
Well, you better get ready for the next category, because we got some real standouts.
Okay.
But Sonny's score, I believe, was 17.8. It was honestly pretty low for such a high-scoring game, which makes me question how I added them up, but it's too late. We're in the episode. Let's go.
That's how every episode is.
Okay. And for the last three, now, Chris, at the beginning of this, you were complaining that some of these were 60 years ago, so how in the fuck should anyone know what these are? This is the biggest blowout category. And the first I have is the biggest blowout in kind of recent history. There are actually two that are identical. There's one blowout before then that was even further in the past that was still part of the NFL. And then there's one blowout that was a college game in 1916. But we'll start with most recent biggest blowout in NFL history, kind of. If it helps, the two games that I'm talking about is 1976, Rams versus Falcons, and 2009, Patriots versus Titans.
Biggest blowout, Patriots versus Titans. It was 09, so Tom Brady slinging it with Randy Moss that year. I wish I knew the score. Okay, so would I say what the point difference would be, or just the two scores?
Well, it's a blowout, so the other team scored nothing.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's not like they didn't score like three. Okay. How about we'll go with biggest blowout? 45
to zero?
Yeah, 45 nothing.
45s. Okay. 45s for the week. 57. Give me 57, Bob.
The final score for both of those games was 59-0.
Holy crap.
In specifically the Patriots versus Titans, Tom Brady had 380 yards with 6 touchdowns for 39 points. Wes Welker had 150 yards and 2 touchdowns for 32. And Randy Moss had 129 yards with 3 touchdowns for 34.9. It was a brutal game.
Yeah.
You tell Chippies beforehand, he's getting stupid close to a lot of them.
I did not. I don't hear any typing on his keyboard.
Yeah, my keyboard's loud.
He's cheating. No, he just dated a bunch of shit in the dark.
Okay, Chip, disconnect from the Wi-Fi and do this last one. But stay on the call.
It's a cheater, bro.
Since I'm recording, I feel like that's going to go poorly. But here we go.
Yeah. Well, I think Chip's up by 2 at this point. There's still 2 remaining.
2 and some change, because I've gotten close. I've given myself points. No, that doesn't.
You have to get it. You don't get extra points. You get right on the number.
All
right. Okay. So there was a bigger blowout in NFL history that happened in the 1940s, and it was the Bears versus the Redskins. I should say 1940, not 1940s. But who guessed that last round first?
Chris did.
It was Chris. I did. So Chip, you're up.
Okay. An even bigger blowout? Sixty-five to nothing, I guess.
Okay.
This is before, like, the... This is, like, was this AFL type shit? This is before the merger.
I believe it's NFL.
It's probably, yeah. 65, other one was 59. We'll go 72.
Chris, you almost got that extra point. It was actually 73-0.
Oh. Holy shit.
Yeah, that would be demoralizing. That would be... You had to sit there for that game.
Dude, do you just get relegated at that point? Like, I know AFL doesn't do that, but, like, they have to go play some fucking peewee football at that point.
Oh, I'm actually looking at the page right now because I wanted to make sure that it was NFL. And it actually says the 1940 NFL championship game, sometimes referred to simply as 73-0.
Oh, my God.
So that had to be fun. Happened on December 8th, 1940.
Damn, dude. The championship game. Holy shit.
Man, that's rough.
That is rough.
But I got an even worse one for you. This last category is the biggest blowout that I know of in football history. Now, this is not including anything high school, but it does include college. So this is actually a college game. I learned about this actually after I'd prepared most of the material for this episode. And Ryan told me about it, so I decided to add it because it was very interesting. So why don't y'all take a guess in the 1916 Georgia Tech v. Cumberland
game? Yep, this is a famous one. I've seen it before. It's like... I wish I remember the exact number. It's like 222-0 or some shit like that. I've seen it before. I don't know if that's the exact number or not. Yeah. It's like 222-0 or two. It's around there.
Wow. Chip. Okay. I mean, my guess was going to be 140. Like, that's what I had in my head. But Chris has a lot of confidence, so I'm going to go with 223.
This was... Chris actually did nail it. It's 222-0.
Oh! Let's go!
Yeah, some fun facts about this game. So, in 1915, John Heisman, and yes, that John Heisman, was the coach of both the baseball and football program at Georgia Tech. In 1915, Cumberland beat their baseball team 22-0. So the next year, in 1916, Cumberland was facing some financial difficulties, so they had to close their football program. They let everyone but Georgia Tech know, and since they let Georgia Tech know so late, Georgia Tech threatened to essentially sue them, charge them a $3,000 fine for a forfeiture. So they were essentially forced to play the game, and since they had already kind of closed their football program down, they used, and I got most of my information from a Mental Floss article written by Lucas Riley.
Shout out, Lucas.
They got frat boys, law students, and just boys from around the town who were disguising themselves as a men's choir because the school didn't know that they were practicing. So once they showed up to the game, it was just, as you can imagine, pure chaos. They all went by code names after vegetables. In the article, this guy mentions that, like, their plays would be like cucumber to cauliflower, hut one, hut two, and just go from there. It mentions that the QB for Cumberland got cold cocked at one point. Two men tried to climb over the fence and leave, and a lot of them were just doing it for a chance for a free vacation. So that explains it. Oh, and also John Heisman to the Georgia Tech team He at halftime went into his locker room. They were up 126-0, and he said, "We can't get soft. They still could surprise us with anything at this point," which I don't know what kind of surprise he expected them to have, short of like coming out onto the field with a machine gun. But yeah, it's a very goofy story. I encourage people to read up on it.
222, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you would leave at halftime even if you were winning.
Yeah, 100%. I don't. Dude, I leave if we're up by like two. Like, I'm just, I'm out. Boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's it. I think Chris actually scores two with that last one, and that might put him in the lead.
Ooh. Who's to say? I think no one kept track.
Yeah, we all know. We know.
Brandon, thanks for coming on. Thank you for doing this. This was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun researching it, so.
Great. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie has no words of wisdom because he's not here. Christopher, you have any dumb shit to say on the way out?
Yeah, here's my dumb shit. Wolfie, what are you doing? You're supposed to be one of the main original co-hosts, and you missed 2 weeks in a row. Like, that's just, what are you doing? It's like, do you even need you anymore? I don't think we do. Wow. I don't think we do. Chip, I don't even know if we do.
I feel like we might. Here's the thing, though. Like, it's a good thing we brought you on. Because you might be bad at fantasy football, but at least I'm not sitting here talking to myself.
Well, you usually talk to yourself anyway because you're a loser.
But... yeah, but no one records it.